Welcome to Parenthood, etc.
Mommy.
Each week, we'll be talking to celebrity moms and dads about parenthood.
Oh, and Brian. Wait, I probably shouldn't introduce myself like that. Oh.
Remember, if you're going crazy, you're doing it right. Here's your host, Ashley Malayo.
Gia.
That's me every time.
You have to say it now.
Gia.
Gia. Remember that?
I do, yeah.
This isn't about him, though. This is about his beautiful wife. Our next guest is a stunning model. Her husband is 12-time Olympic medalist Ryan Lochte. Together, they share a gorgeous little boy and are about to welcome a baby girl. Let's welcome Kayla Lochte. Kayla?
Hi. Okay, I can hear you.
Hi, I can hear you too. Hello.
I'm using like some old headphones I just found in the drawer that Caden chewed the earbuds off. So I was like, oh, these will do.
Oh my God. Aren't kids like, they just find anything that will go in their mouths. Like they have no red flags for danger, nothing.
No, not any whatsoever.
How old is your son now?
Oh God, I hate this question because I'm horrible with numbers. I think he's a year and a half. So
okay, I don't count months. So I just don't have the patience. I never have. Like when they're like, "How many months?" Like I would always look to my mother-in-law because she would count, but I just can't. So if he's a year and a half, that's good. That's good for me.
Yeah. I always look at Ryan. I'm like, "How old is he?" I'm not one of those moms that's like, "He's 15 months."
Yeah,
you know,
27 months and 2 weeks. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But thank you for coming on the show. We're already complaining about things, so we're off to a good start.
Good. Talking to moms. Just anytime I can get to like speak to other moms, I feel like it's so therapeutic. So.
Right? It is.
Yeah.
So we'll start with how you met your husband, because I did hear that that was a fun story. You guys met on Instagram?
Yes. I know. I hate that. But at the same time, I feel like it's just.
No, I love that.
The world is today. But
yeah. Why do you hate that? I think that's amazing.
I don't know. I feel like I'm very traditional in a sense of like I also feel like everything I've always said I would never do, I've ended up doing. And I also hate that. So like I used to always say, one, I would never, ever date an athlete. Ended up marrying one.
And a gold medalist.
Yeah, right.
At least you're like top tier. Yeah.
And then secondly, I used to like, oh, I would never date someone on like an app or a dating app or like online. That's just not for me. I feel like it's just ingenuine, blah, blah, blah. And here I am. I mean, going down the list of nevers.
Who slid in whose DM first?
Oh God. So he wrote me and was like, "Hey, I'd love to take you out for a drink." And at the time I was like working in LA, and I feel like LA can make you kind of bougie or just kind of snobby in a way sometimes.
I lived there for like 3 years. So yeah.
Yeah. And I'm from, like, Virginia. So this was like,
where in Virginia? You know,
I was born in Fairfax. I've moved all over.
My mom is from Fairfax. She went to Chantilly High School.
Oh my God, that sounds so familiar. I feel like my mom went there. I'm not even kidding.
That would be amazing if they went to high school together.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
Small world.
I know, I should know these things, but I don't.
But back to LA.
Back to LA. So he like, yeah, slid in my DMs, I guess. I was like, "Hey, I'd love to take out for a drink." And I was like, you know, you can read the message, but it doesn't show. It's like red or whatever. So I was like, "Take me out for a drink. Is he kidding? Like, what? I'm not going to go out for a drink. That just sounds like, you know, like he's just trying to get my pants or something." And I was like, "And he's not even my type." Like I was already making all these like judgments, and I had never even met him or really knew him. Obviously, I knew he was an Olympic swimmer, but I had never watched the Olympics or neither cared. But and I was just like, ignored it. And then I was like, kind of felt guilty, like I should at least respond. Like that's just kind of mean, you know? And I eventually responded, and he was just so persistent. And I think that was like, I find that attractive in a guy when they're, you know, persistent and consistent.
Yes.
So I was just like, fine. I'll go out with him sometime. And then we ended up running into each other like physically at like a bar in like the back room. And we kind of, and this sounds so like cliche, but we literally like stared at each other because we were crossing paths, and we knew like who we were, but we didn't know, like, because we just chatted here and there over like DM and stuff.
And you never know for sure these days, like with Facetune, like who is who.
Yeah. So we were like, and it was kind of dark. So we were like, is that you? Is that really you? Like, oh my God. And both of our friends were like pulling us opposite ways. Like, come on, what are you doing? You know? And we just were like holding hands, like, and just, and it felt like time stopped in the weirdest way. But that was our very first like encounter. So.
That's yeah. So cute.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's so cute. It's funny. I was actually talking to Caitlin Stamos recently, and she was saying when she had first met her husband, John Stamos, she was like, yeah, I actually thought he was gay. Like, it's so funny. Like, all these people, it's like you typically, you know, people like that, like John Stamos, Ryan Lochte. It's like, you know, there are girls that are just, you know, they – like love and adore them, and then it's like the ones they end up with are the ones that are like, eh, all right, I guess I'll give you a chance.
Seriously, like, I had no interest in. I was like, yeah, he's good looking, but he's just not like. I just like more like I don't know. I think I've always like geared towards like older guys or like, and I heard like when I started asking about like who he was or kind of researching who he was before, you know, I was like thinking about actually going out on a date with him. I was like, he looks like such a party guy, and that's just not me. I like more of like a, you know, geeky like business guy, and you know, that kind of stuff. And he's actually nothing that I assumed. So it was like, I shouldn't be reading these things. They don't even matter.
I know. Yeah. Never Google yourself. Never trust the internet. It is just not a fun place for anyone.
You find out things that like you didn't even know about yourself. You're like, wow, that's like really interesting.
You're like, oh, I did that? Cool. I didn't know that. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So you guys, so then you started dating, and then at what point did you, because I know you're, how you said your son is a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then you got married this past year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We got like officially married. Like a judge came to our house and married us in our living room.
That's
like,
so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband and I went to City Hall. Same thing. This past summer, we went August 8th.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, we went January 8th.
Oh, yeah.
I think, or January 9th. See, I'm horrible. Like,
no, you're like with numbers. No, it's okay.
No.
Yeah, no, we did. We did City Hall. So yeah, because our son, we have a son too. He's he just turned 2 years old, August 30th. So
ooh, yeah,
yeah. So we did the same kind of thing. We went and we just were finally like, all right, let's get married.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Totally. And then I saw on your Instagram, you posted all those beautiful dresses you tried on. Did you have like a dress in mind or?
You know, I just knew that I wanted something like fitted. And I'm trying to think of what I was thinking of prior. Like I knew I wanted something fitted, like timeless, and just something that I felt like would feel like I was comfortable in, you know, but still able to be like, wow, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was beautiful, your dress.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really loved it. And it was so lightweight, and my wedding was hot as shit. So I'm so glad I didn't choose something heavy.
Then you guys quickly found out you were pregnant with baby number two, too, right?
Yes, yes. So my first pregnancy was very, like, obviously, you know, it's never unexpected, because if you're messing around and you're not being completely safe or smart, you're, you know, chances are you're, something's going to happen. But we did not expect to get pregnant whatsoever the first time. Like, it was out of complete shock. And this time we kind of were like, oh my God, like we were like, let's just make him a sibling eventually. Like, and it happened so fast. Like, I got pregnant very quick. So I was very fortunate, to get pregnant that fast. I didn't think it was going to happen at all, actually.
How was your first pregnancy? Like when you first found out you were pregnant with, Caden?
God, it was so rough. Like I look back and I feel like I just feel bad, because I feel like guilty almost sometimes, because I did not enjoy being pregnant. And you know, I would see other people that would like blossom when they were pregnant or be so happy. And I felt like after I felt like guilty, like learning more about like women that have such a hard time or that have babies, I felt like shameful of myself of taking advantage of that time. But I just wasn't in a good place. I mean, there was a lot of stuff like going on in our lives. And I think I was going through like just serious like stress and depression and things that were like really hard. And then adding all the hormones and an unexpected pregnancy, I felt like just, it was just a lot and I didn't enjoy it. And yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's normal, actually. I feel like there's such a stigma around like, because, you know, there's so many women who try to get pregnant and they can't. And so the ones who do like accidentally or just so quickly, it's like, you know, there's so much pressure to look at it strictly as like, oh, it's a blessing. And which it is, like you're growing a life inside of you. And it doesn't mean you love your child any less. But yeah, some people don't have as enjoyable of a pregnancy. Like, I mean, even just hearing you talk, like me personally, like the first few months, it was okay. I was just kind of like hormonal. It was all right. And then the middle was okay. But then once I hit 6 months, like 6 months on, I was just so miserable. Like I was like, I couldn't breathe. I would wake up in the middle of the night crying and I'd wake up my husband, my fiance at the time. And I would be like, I can't do this much longer. Like, I can't do this. Like, I was just so
out of me.
Like, I was so miserable. I was like, oh, I mean, and luckily, like, I mean, thank God my son was, he was healthy, but I had him like a day or two shy of 37 weeks. So I did have him a little early too, but he was very much like full term. But yeah, I mean, I was just miserable. So,
Yeah. And like, it's okay to feel like that. And that's something that was like hard for me, you know, because everybody'd be like, oh my God, but you need to like appreciate this time. And I'm just like, oh my God, shut up. You don't even know like what I'm dealing with. You don't know what I'm going through. I'm just like, oh, but I mean, yes, it is such a blessing. And like when they come out, you're just like, oh my God, you have this infinite love. And it's not right away too. And another thing that drove me crazy during my pregnancy is like, you know, some people would write, social media can be kind of like, you know, hard to deal with sometimes, of course, but people would write like, I guess because I would never like post pictures of my bump and say like, you're the love of my life. I can't wait to meet you, you know, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm just like, people would say things like, she doesn't even care about the baby yet. Or, you know, why isn't she saying that she can't wait to meet him or, you know, things like that. And I was just like, I don't even know this person yet. Like, we haven't even met. Like, and I'm supposed to like, of course I'm going to love him. He's my child. He's my own blood and, you know, everything. But I'm not going to, I'm just not, I try to always be like as real as possible and genuine. And I just felt like that wasn't my genuine feeling. I didn't know him yet, you know? Of course I'm going to love him no matter what, hands down. But I wasn't going to just go overboard and pretend like I was just obsessed and in love with this person that I had never met, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, like, I mean, for me personally, I think when I was pregnant, I posted, I think I posted a total of like 3 pictures of my bump. And like, and then at the very end, I posted, like, I took maternity pictures that were, you know, of course, beautifully done, like constructed photos that I was like, okay, I'll post these. But the rest, like, I really didn't post during my pregnancy either because of, like you said, like, the internet can be so mean, you know, and they like to use the excuse like, oh, well, you put yourself out there. And so we have the right to say whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like when you're already going through such a changing period when it's like your hips are getting wider, like what are these stretch marks? Like my boobs weren't this size before. Like you keep going through all that stuff. It's like you don't want strangers commenting on that too, you know? So it's like, you hold back a little. And even in general, like kind of like what you were saying with like, you know, once you have the baby, there's like that instant connection and you said, you know, it may not be right away. That's it's like I have friends that, they didn't feel that. It was almost like it alarmed them. They were like they had their baby and then they held their baby and they just didn't feel that connection where like me, like when I held my son, like I was crying and I was like hypersensitive to him. Like I had like I had baby blues and I did have postpartum. And like my version of postpartum was like it was weird because we did all the we did all of the Lamaze classes and all that stuff just because I like to be informed. But and they talk about postpartum, but really all they said was, you know, oh yeah, if you feel depressed, you know, tell your doctor, blah blah blah. They'll, you know, tell you what you need to do. But they didn't really go in depth as far as all the different faces postpartum has. Like my version of postpartum was I didn't want to sleep. Like the whole first like 2 weeks, I was just so paranoid something bad was going to happen and I couldn't sleep and I didn't want someone holding him for too long. And I was just like almost like overly obsessed. But like anything I had ever seen of postpartum was more like thoughts of like you wanted to hurt your baby or hurt yourself or you were so depressed. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not feeling any of those things. So it's not postpartum. Like this is fine. And then, you know, months go by and I'm having like these crazy mood swings where I'd be like laughing 1 second and crying another. And my husband was finally like, we're going to your doctor. And I was like, no, it's not postpartum. Like I don't feel any of those things. And he's like, no, we're still going. So like he literally drove me to my doctor, which good for him. But and my doctor was like, we're going to put you on this medication. And I was like, but I had him 6 months ago. Like, why do I need to be on medication? Like, it's not postpartum. And she was like, no, you don't understand. Like, when you have a baby, you're still recovering for like 9 months to a year, like after you have the baby. And so I had no idea. So I ended up being on medication for like, I was on it for a few months and then I was able to wean off of it. And then, I just needed to like level my hormones back out. And it's crazy. Like, you know, you don't think that it means like that either. You kind of just, you see, you know, on TVs, it's like TV shows, it's always something like morbid. It's never like just hormones. It's, you know?
Well, and I think that's the thing of postpartum. And like, I feel like that's the upside of, you know, social media and the internet, being able to now kind of get more information from other people, like, because that was something that really helped me in my, you know, postpartum journey. It was just reading and listening to so many other women's stories was so, like, it saved my life, like completely, literally saved my life. And I'm just like, wow. And when I wanted to talk about postpartum just myself, just kind of, you know, which I did like a little YouTube thing. And I was like, God, like, this is just so not me to talk about something open like this. And just, I don't want to make myself a victim, but I just felt like I just wanted to help the person that I was in that moment, thinking if someone, one person sees this and says, oh my God, maybe there's like something that I can do to help myself, then I will feel completely fulfilled within myself knowing that this was the right choice, you know?
Yeah. So, I think it's good to be open about it because, like I said, it's just, it's crazy because, I mean, you probably know this. I only have one child. I haven't had my second pregnancy yet, but you're in the middle of, you know, your second pregnancy. And, you know, they say it's not even just pregnancy is different woman to woman. They say every pregnancy can be different. You know, they can be the same. Yeah. They can be different. Has this one been different from your first at all?
Yes. Very different. And it's weird because your body and your mind do kind of forget things. Like people will ask me questions about the first pregnancy versus the second. I'm like, oh, I can't even remember anymore. I feel like for the most part, like example that I do know, when I was pregnant with Caden, I was kind of nauseous here and there, never threw up, just my level of exhaustion was like extreme. And now I think that I also was struggling with, you know, depression as well on top of that. So I think I was already dealing with being depressed while pregnant, just made this exhaustion. Like I always remember like taking a shower. I could never stand up in the shower because that was way too like exhausting for me. So I'd always sit in the shower.
Oh my God. I swear to God, the same thing with me. And I always thought I was just such a weirdo and I would never tell anybody, but the same thing for me, I swear.
Yeah. I could never, like the shower was like, I was like, fuck, I cannot stand up. Like, I just got to sit down. This is exhausting.
Yeah. And I had like the handheld thing. I would be like, oh, thank God. I can at least like hold it to my scalp because I'm like, I'm sitting right now.
Yes. But yeah, like now I don't have all the energy that I would normally have, but I have more energy where I can, you know, one, stand up in the shower. And then like I have thrown up here and there, like with this pregnancy. So that's been a different thing, but pretty much that's about it.
Yeah. And you just revealed the sex recently too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're having a girl.
Are you so excited?
I'm so excited. Yes. Aww. We've wanted a girl, like, oh my God, we wanted a girl like just so bad. And we were praying for it and like kept putting it out in the universe and just envisioning that we were truly having a girl. And, you know, and we did. So.
Aww. Yeah. And that's such a cute age difference too. Like they're going to be like so close. You're going to have like that big brother, little sister thing. Oh, it's going to be so cute.
I know. I always wish I had an older brother, like, and I didn't. And I mean, I have a younger brother, but I was always the oldest and the one in charge and had to be like the mom all the time. So I'm like, I'm glad. I want my daughter to have an older brother, to have someone to like look after her, you know?
Yeah. Do you think, side note from that, do you think you're going to get your son into any sports at all?
I do want him to be athletic. I feel like just every kid should be involved in something, like whether or not it's sport or not, but something that they have to like express themselves or, you know, do to get their mind off of whatever they're doing in their life. But I don't know. I kind of want to see what he likes and just, you know, whatever that may be, he can do it. And hopefully I'm able to, you know, set that up with him.
That's like my husband and I were kind of the same way with our son, but he's like my husband is, he's a purple belt in jujitsu and he's like really passionate about jujitsu. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's like, our son is going to do jujitsu. He's going to at least try it. Like at least for a year, he has to try it. And then if he wants to stop, he can stop, but I want him to try it. Is Ryan like that with swimming at all? Is he like, no. I'm going to groom him to be an Olympic? No,
not at all. He's like, oh God, I hope he doesn't swim. Like, really? He's like, I just know. He's been doing it since he's like, you know, 5 years old.
So yeah.
He knows the whole thing in and out. Like he hasn't even taught Kaden how to swim just because he doesn't want to. He's just like, I don't want to. I want someone else to do it because I just don't want. I mean,
that's amazing having your father be, your father is like an Olympic gold medalist and he won't teach you how to swim.
Nope. He's like,
that's also cute though.
Fully figure out how.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No, that's cute though.
Yeah. But I do want my daughter. Like I've always said, like I wanted my daughter to try ballet because it was something that I think I've always wanted to do. I mean, I did a year of ballet in college. Like it was nothing. But I always told my mom, like, why didn't you put me in ballet? And she's like, I don't know. You wanted to do cheerleading. So I did that, you know?
She can do both.
Yeah, I know. I want her to try something, but I do want her to try ballet. I've always found such like a love for ballet.
It's like so cute when they're that age too. I even said, honestly, I said I wanted my son to do dance. Like, I think it'd be just good to know. Like, I'm friends with some of the people that do like Dancing with the Stars. And I'm like, I think that's so sexy when a guy can dance. I'm like, I just want to put him in like a ballet class and like a hip hop class. And like, I'll do him a favor. He's going to like one day
have some rhythm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because my husband definitely has no rhythm.
Uh-oh.
So I think it'd be funny for him to have.
I feel like whatever they want to do, as long as they can just like blossom and have fun, I think that's the most important thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I know like recently this past year, you were involved with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit search.
Yeah.
Right? How was that for you? What made you want to do that?
Oh, I just feel like it's always been... And this is going to kind of sound weird, but I always feel like I was born to be in Sports Illustrated. I don't know why. Like, I just, it's always been like a calling of mine. And, you know, it's been a dream of mine, obviously, for years, but I never had the confidence to really put myself in it. Well, for the past, when I got into modeling, that was my ultimate goal. But I was working with different agents and different agencies. And I was constantly being told like, you're not that look right now. You're not what they're going for. You're not this, you're not that, you're not this. So, you know, I've met with tons of people. It was always just to at least give me, I was like, just get me an interview. Like I tell my agent, just get me a shot, like get me one casting, like let me at least cast. Cause if I can walk in there and cast and not make it, I can live with myself knowing that I didn't make it. But you telling me that I can't make it, it's just going to piss me off and make me want to do it 10 times more, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely that extra motivation. I definitely always get more motivated by people that say I can't do something than the ones that are like, sure, I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just something that like I've always truly wanted to do and envisioned myself doing, but you know, it just didn't work out this time, but it was so much fun. I love Miami, like one of my favorite places in the US. And just to be able to go there, and I met like a bunch of like really nice, cool, genuine, and gorgeous girls. And
yeah, we actually have a mutual friend. My friend Kristen.
Yeah, Kristen was telling me, she's like, yes, when she saw that I was doing the podcast, she's like, oh my God, she's like my best friend. I was like, oh, I had no idea. That's so cool.
It was so funny too, because obviously, yeah, I'm friends with her. And then I was following you more. And then I saw Kristen was liking some of your stuff and I didn't really think anything of it. And then I saw you like some of hers. And I was like, wait, do you guys know each other? And she was like, yeah, she did sports, the swimsuit search with me. And I was like, really? Yeah, no, that's so cool. Like, it really is. That's the one thing I always give Sports Illustrated too, is like, they're just so great with like that woman, you know, support. Like, they're so good with all of that female empowerment.
Showcase. I love that they showcase. See, because there's some brands that can really pull off. I love when a woman can be more than sexy. She's sexy, but she has so many other things about her. I think that's so important. And I love that, you know, SI really shows that just because you could look hot, naked, in a swimsuit, on the sand, whatever, doing, you know, in the snow, whatever. I mean, there's so many more things about you than just this photo, you know, or I don't know. I really love that. And I always admired that about the brand. And yeah, maybe it will happen in the future. I mean, like
following you on Instagram,
on the cover, like, well, I'm just like, oh, God, I got to get this. But yeah, things happen when they need to happen.
Yeah. So. And I was just going to say, like, following you on Instagram, I definitely don't think your journey with them is over. I think kind of like just what you said, it's like maybe just like not at the time or something. But I definitely don't think your journey with them is over. Like, you're clearly, technically, had you continued, you know, it's like you're pregnant now. So it's like, you know, I think it was like a timing thing. And I think, you know, in the future, like, you're going to be that, you know, badass mom that can post for Sports Illustrated with her two kids. And
yeah.
So I think definitely go for it again, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah. I think it was a foot in the door.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Do you have any... Okay, if you don't want to say what the what your baby name options are going to be, do you have any that were maybe on the list that have been eliminated so far, so we can get the vibe of the name you're going for?
Well, I will tell you, we do have a name, and we've had a girl name prior to even Caden's name.
Oh, so wow.
This has been chosen for a very long time. So I won't say
you're
what.
Like, I'm not going to tell you because you're not cool enough.
Like, no. Everybody, so no one chooses it. I'm like, oh, golly. It's already been chosen. Like, there's so many people in the world. I don't care. But I want it to. I always like to see, like, I don't know. I liked to see Caden before I said his name. You know what I mean? Like, what if it doesn't fit? You know?
Yeah. We had a boy's name too prior to him being born. And we did the same thing. We waited to see him to be like, all right, that's it for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get that.
Yeah. It's just exciting.
So for 2019, aside from having a baby girl, do you have any other plans or goals for the new year?
2019, I've been thinking about, like, okay, Kayla, you know, what do you want to do or what do you want to accomplish this year? And I'm someone that's a very driven person. And when I get involved, I'm, you know, either black or white. So I go full force. And I just have to find, I want to, like, I know I have so many passions and I have a lot of things. Like, I always say this one thing. I always say, like, oh, you know, I'm good at everything, great at nothing. That's like my little line that I always say. But because I feel like I'm so good at, like, so many different things, but I want that one thing, like, you know, with, of course, like, I'm married to somebody that is great at like something. He's completely great at one thing, well, multiple things, but, you know, at this one thing that everyone, he's known for being great at that. And I feel like that is so, I'm just like so jealous. I'm like, God, that is so awesome. Like, you're just like great at this thing, you know? And I'm
like, yeah, you're like trying to figure out like,
yes, what am I like great at, you know?
Because you know what? I feel like there's so much pressure on not just women, but people in general. It's like, you have to know what you want to do by this age and you have to perfect it by this age. And then you retire from it at this age. You know what I mean? But it's like, that's not really how we function anymore. So it's like, it's totally okay to have more than one passion. It's okay to pursue more than one passion. And then, yeah, like you said, like you're good at a lot of things. You're not great at one thing, but there's like, you're still young, you know, it's like, you still have time to, I always am the person like that gets like drunk at parties and starts giving motivational speeches. Like, yet Tina Fey wasn't discovered until she was like in her 40s. And J.K. Rowling didn't know, like, I don't know if you ever follow any of those stories, but it's crazy. Like, some of these people didn't even get there
until they were like 50.
You know, so I'm not saying like wait until then, but it's like, it's never too late. I can't stress that enough. Whether you're a parent, whether you're working a job, however old, and you're not happy, I'm always saying like, it's never too late. Just like try to figure it out. It's okay. Like, try meditating.
I always feel like time is running out, and it's like, I have to constantly remind myself, like, I am 27. I'm gonna figure something out. But I do truly envision, like, Ryan's always like, babe, I know that you're gonna be like the like sole breadwinner one day, because you're just such a genius. Like, he makes me feel like I'm the smartest person on the planet, which is awesome. But
that's so good to have a partner like that, though.
Yeah, he's like, he always says like, you're so smart, you're so smart. I'm like, yeah. But I do envision myself like, you know, owning a company and being a CEO and like flying in for meetings back and forth. I've always seen myself doing something like that, where I want to be. I've never been able to be kind of told what to do. I'm just not that kind of person. I like to just do my own thing. So I don't know. I have a lot of things and ideas constantly in my head, and I have certain small little goal things, but overall I just want to be healthy, happy, and hopefully like everyone around me is happy and healthy, and be the best parent and the best wife, I guess, and friend and things like that. But yeah,
I mean, that's great. Those are important goals, but it is good to still like realize you have your own identity and your own goals.
Oh, so important. And especially as a mother, I feel like you can feel like you've lost yourself, I think. And that was something that happened to me. You know, I always thought like, you know, you also hear these women say like, oh, you know, I had a kid, like that was my purpose in life. My sole purpose was children. And that's not me, you know, like I love my son and I'm going to love my daughter.
Yeah. And you're allowed to love your children and be a great mom and still pursue your dreams. Like, I feel like so many people just shut down once they're like, well, I'm a mom now. But it's like, no, don't you want to show them that like you can still like, you know, be a badass if you want to? Mm-hmm. Like, you can do that. It's okay.
I want to show them like perseverance and just, you know, you can do anything you want in life, but just never take no for an answer and just continue to like push boundaries and push yourself and believe in yourself. And I think that's the number one thing, is believing in yourself, because I think that will get you places you never thought you'd go, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But yeah,
on my, so on this show, my friend Brian, he is the audio engineer. He's the guy that's listening to everything we're saying. Say hi, Brian.
Hey.
So
always listening.
I was just gonna say something random, but I'm gonna reference Brian. So this is random. Okay. I might have Brian edit it out. But something I always tell myself too, and it's gonna make me sound so weird. But do you by any chance, like, do you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, so you're 27, I'm 28. So fun fact, Kourtney Kardashian, she was 27 or 28. I think she was 27, season one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I know this is such a random thing to compare my life to, but I'm like,
but she was the oldest one.
She was the oldest one, and she was 27 or 28, season one. And they're on whatever season now, but she's had three kids since, and she has done more things, like, You know what I mean? Like the past however many seasons feels like forever. And look how much she's done. So it's like whenever I start to panic, this is so, I feel like not shallow, but so weird to compare my life to. But whenever I'm like in panic mode, I'm like, well, Kourtney Kardashian, like she did all of this in this amount of time. Like, you know, and it's not just her. It's like the other people I was telling you about, like Tina Fey. Like Tina Fey was working like random jobs, like crazy jobs, like odds and ends jobs until she, you know, became a writer and started doing all of her stuff that she did. So it's like, I feel like if you have a dream and a goal, it's really not too late. Like we put these time limits on ourselves and it's just not necessary. But I was like, I have to share that with her because I feel like
I think whatever it is, even how, no matter how small or big or dumb or silly it may feel, if it makes you, if it's the one thing that's going to keep you motivated, keep telling yourself that. You know what I mean? If it's working, then who the heck cares?
I'm
No,
I'm not behind. I'm just season one Kourtney. That's all.
That's perfect. But like my grandma, that's when I talk to her about things like that. She's just great. She's like the one person I love to like just talk to because she's the most supportive person on the planet. Like she could not even know you and you could, and she would be like, oh my God, you're so good at this or that or that. And she's just like, will tell you exactly what you want to hear in the moment. But she started college at the age of 35, after she had children.
Yeah.
So, and then she ended up working for she worked for the IRS and, you know, very high up. She was like a special agent and stuff, carried a gun and worked for the government. And she was such a badass woman, and she retired like 30 years later and was so successful and like made herself, you know, really successful in like real estate and things like that. And she's just like, look, I did not even get started on a college degree until I was 35 years old, after my kids were like old enough to go to school and things like that. And so she really helps me like bring myself back and like say, okay, I have time to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I think that's important.
So, I mean, would you ever, I mean, you seem like you have pretty set goals, like things you want for yourself, but would you ever consider going back to school, kind of how your grandmother did, or do you just know what you want to do?
You know, I was literally like one class away from a degree too. And I don't know. Like, I do want to go back to school sometimes, but I feel like I'm so like weird about the school system. I don't think it's set up right. And I think it's tailored too much to a certain specific type of person. And I don't think I think we all have such different learning abilities and we learn different in general. So it's like, you know, some people, you may be teaching squares, but some people want to learn about circles, you know, like, and if you don't know everything about the square, then you're considered, you know, you're not able to learn at this level. And I just feel like that's just not the way it should be.
I can kind of agree with that. I know, like when I was in high school, art class, like I always excelled artistically. But ironically, art class is when I would be the most like rebellious, because I would be like a hippie, like you can't grade people on their art, like that's their artistic ability, like just like I would be like such a, and it's like people would be like, Ashley, shut up, like you're getting an A, like shut your mouth. And I would be like, no, you can't grade people, man. Like I was like one of those people.
But I completely agree. Like another example, my brother was held back from the first grade because he couldn't color in the lines. Aww. And I was just like, why? Like, because that just doesn't make sense. I think you should just let kids learn how they want to and kind of at their own pace. And so it's like school for me was a little bit difficult because I could excel. Like I got like a 9, I took French for 3 years and aced it with like a 99%, you know, like constantly. I was so good at French. I can't say like more than 3 French words now, but I mean, you put me in a freaking algebra class, I will bomb every single test and I will like prepare and study my ass off. But I'm just someone that's one, bad at test taking, and two, horrible with numbers. So why should I not get a degree because I can't excel in that specific you know,
it's crazy. Area. I was always a really good test taker. I always excelled with like English and stuff like that. But I didn't find out until my senior year of high school that I had a learning disability in math.
Wow.
Like, same thing. I was like, what? How do you not know until my senior year of high school? Like, and yeah. I like my sophomore year, especially, I remember I had to go to school early every day my entire sophomore year to get tutored. And that year I got a B+, even wow. with going to school every day early. But it's like, I didn't know I had a learning disability until you finally yeah. agreed. Cause I was like, I knew something was wrong. Cause I'm like, yeah.
I probably have a learning disability as well. I mean, the numbers thing, I see like literally black. I don't know. I can't do it. It's the hardest thing for me. But
yeah, like I believe in schooling, but I do definitely believe that everyone's way of learning is so different. It's so hard yeah. to like tailor a curriculum, you know, so broadly for those people. Yeah, it can get tricky.
But I do believe in school. Like I completely like I will send my children to school, obviously. And I keep thinking like, do I want to go back to school one day? And possibly, but I feel like I would. Like, I feel like trade schools are better because you learn more of like exactly what you are like destined or set on doing. You want to learn just that, you know?
And you know what? Like, there's good and bad to that because so like I had gotten into a few colleges and mm-hmm. then last minute it was kind of like, I'm not fully sure what I want to do. So I ended up not going and I ended up working right away outside of high school. And then
same.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, okay, I want to do makeup. So then I went mm-hmm. to makeup school and I did all that. And I've been working in that field. And then now I'm kind of at a point in my life again where I'm kind of like, oh, I wish I had a degree, you know, because it's like, and like your grandmother did, it's not too late, but sometimes it's also, you know, it can be tricky, you know, like I have a 2-year-old now and I still have to work and, you know, but like my mother-in-law, for example, like she got her master's while she had triplets. So it's like some women can just do it, but like some like me, again, their learning capacity is different and and we just can't, crazy. Man. Like I can't do that right now.
Back then, it must have been such a different, like I always wonder back then because my mom's a dental hygienist now, but she went to dental hygiene school with 2 kids and worked as well. So she went to school and worked and had 2 kids and was a single mom. And I'm just like, how the hell did you do that? Like, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. I just did it. You know, like we would like not have power and things like that. And oh God, like I remember all that stuff, but she did it and she killed it. And she was only like 23. They just like make it work. And that's another thing. Like I was really thinking like, oh, I don't even know if I could be pregnant again, like with a toddler, how the hell am I going to do it? And, you know, people ask me that question all the time. Like, is it hard being pregnant with a toddler? And I'm like, you know, when you do it, you just are doing it, you know, you're doing it. There's no other choice. You just got to do it. And you then look back and you're like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Or, you know, things like that. But I think you just, when you're in it, you're in it.
I feel like the second one will be easy because you're like, it's like when you have the first one, for me at least, it was like, okay, he's so fragile. Okay, mm-hmm. don't sneeze near him. Okay, no one do anything. Like, you know, but then it's like you realize they're more durable and you're like, okay, no, it's fine. Like, I got this. Like, they're going to sleep most of the time. Like, the only part that might suck is breastfeeding if I do that. Yeah. And like, you know what I mean? You're like, okay, I got this, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like the second one will be okay. It's just hard having the toddler in the mix because I know just my son being, you know, a little over 2, it's just they want to just go everywhere. Like, everything goes in their mouth if it fits and they want to touch everything and that's it, you know?
Crawl on everything, climb everything, get into everything.
Yeah, so it's like having a new baby. It's like you got to cater to their needs while also being like, this little toddler person does not care that this baby is sleeping. Like, I have to entertain him. Yeah. But I think it'll be okay.
For my one like goal that like my mother-in-law has like, you know, kept telling me is just get them on the same sleep schedule. It doesn't matter what you have to do, mm-hmm. as long as they're on the same sleep schedule. That's the one thing I did like completely right, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you're gonna have to help me that with that, because that's something I need to have, like that moment where they're just down and yeah. I have to have my
time. I will say, like, that's one thing I always like loved my stepmom for too, is like she did that with my brother. So it was like she would like when because they live in Texas actually, so when I would be visiting, you know, it'd be like the middle of the day and she would, you know, they would all go down for a nap. And so she would put one in their room, one in the other mm-hmm. room. And then it was like, all right, nap time. And even if they were like kind of crying a little, it was like, it would just last for like a little bit. And then they would all mm-hmm. go to sleep. And then she had that time just for herself,
to
like to have a cup of coffee, to just like watch
silence.
A show. Yeah. And like,
yeah.
she was like really good with structure. Like to this day, like all of my siblings down, you know, in Texas, they all, you know, they all have high GPAs. They're all structured. They're all like, yeah, like she like nailed it with that. Like they're all very good with that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do.
I hope I can do that.
Yeah, I know. It sounds so easy, but it is hard too. Like, I get it. I'm not saying like all moms need to do it. It's definitely hard.
No. Yeah, you just got to just do what works for you, you know?
Yeah, because it is hard. Like, I, you know, new moms, there's like so much pressure because it's like, you know, when you have a kid, it's coming from obviously yourself and then your husband. So you have your family mm-hmm. with their opinions. You have your husband's family with their opinions. Then you have stuff you're Googling, stuff you yeah. feel like you should be doing. Like there's
and
so
then
many.
And all your Instagrammers.
Oh, yeah. Everyone on Instagram has an opinion because
yes.
that's, you know, so.
Yeah. yeah. Even though you don't ask,
yeah,
they're there.
Exactly. Because, you know, you're a public figure, so you deserve it according to them.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. Been there. Yeah. So yeah, it's you know, it's hard. I mean, do you have advice for any new moms, any, you know, brand new mommies?
If I could tell myself something, I wish I would have personally, I wish I would have done more research and just known more about motherhood in general. I've always been a very like motherly person for my siblings or for like my friends. I've always been kind of like that motherly, you know, person and a nurturer in general. But I think I had zero young kids around me. None of all my friends were like single, like models, you know. We had zero idea of what it was to be a parent or to, you know, have a baby, how to breastfeed, how to change a diaper. I mean, these are common things that kind of like come to you when you become a mom. But I knew I would succeed at being a mom in general, because I felt like every mom knows their own kid and there's not universal advice for every single person. You just kind of have to like go with your gut and listen to yourself. But I just wish I didn't go to any Lamaze classes. I didn't go to any class because I'm just like, oh, please, we've been having babies since the Stone Age. Why the hell am I going to have to learn how to, you know, birth a child?
Yeah.
But I wish I would have, like, I had such a hard time breastfeeding. Oh my God. I was just every day like crying and crying and crying because I had seen so many pictures of women breastfeeding and it looked like the easiest thing on the freaking planet, and it wasn't that like that for me. And none of the women in my family were able to breastfeed, but we never talked about it, you know.
And you know what, like, to give you some peace, I did take the Lamaze classes because I'm just an anxious person, like I have anxiety and everything as well.
So but I just didn't.
Yeah, so
I just think I would have.
No, so I did. And the only thing it really helped me with was it helped me know, like, factually what was coming next. But as far as breastfeeding goes, they really didn't touch on it that much. They really just showed you, like, the different positions you could do it in and, like, mm-hmm. how sometimes you might get a blocked duct. Like, they really didn't yeah. talk much. Like, that's why separately from that, you can get a lactation specialist. And,
yeah.
you know, and again, like, I'm one of those people, I know it can be, like, a controversial topic, like breastfeeding versus bottle feeding, but I am mm-hmm. team fed is best.
Yeah.
So I'm like, as long as that baby is eating and growing and he's healthy, he or she, That, I mean, good for you. You're doing the right thing. Like, that is my opinion. So I tried breastfeeding with my son. I lasted like 6 months and
That's great.
Yeah. And like towards the end, I did have to supplement a little bit just because I just wasn't producing enough. Like everything I tried, like I even bought these like lactation brownies and cookies and like did all these tricks. I would like heat up my boob with like a warm pack. Like it just was not making enough milk. And he was jaundiced in the beginning too. So it's like, okay, I want to feed him. I want to flush this like jaundice out of him, but like I don't want to give him a bottle because I had all this like pressure. You know, so it's like there's a lot with it. But, you know, so taking the class, if that makes you feel any better, it really wouldn't have done much for you is what I was getting at. Is it just complicated no matter what?
I wish I would have been more. I don't know. I just wish I would have known more about like motherhood in general, like or the lack of sleep or the just like how hard it really is. I mean, I think we don't talk about how like. And just, I don't know, so many things about like having a baby is hard. It's so hard. And being a mom is hard. And we need to talk more about, you know, it's difficult and it's not always easy and it's not always fun and it's not always pretty. And there's a lot of difficulties to it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
like I met with a friend recently who, I mean, she's literally today, I'm literally refreshing my Instagram, waiting to see a picture of the baby. She's going to get her water broken today. And I was like, how has your pregnancy been? And she was like, honestly, it's been really blissful. And I was like, oh, it was.
Oh, wow.
That's like just amazing. Kidding. No, like I'm really happy for people who have blissful pregnancies, but I was not one of those people. No. Like I was like my final weight, like pre-pregnancy, I was like 124 pounds. And then like my final weigh-in, I was like 203 pounds.
Yeah.
Like it was not okay. Like,
no.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
It's literally just like a little baby just in your stomach area. Like there's from behind.
I get pregnant in my like my ass and my thighs.
Yeah.
First.
Which I'm sure then, your husband loves.
Like, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah. Wow. Your boobs are huge. And I'm just like, can you not
You're
talk
like,
about that?
Listen, like I'm going to throw up any second. Just get away from me.
Seriously. Oh, like I just hate that. The weight gain thing is hard. It's very hard. And especially I think too, like when I was, oh God, like when I found out I was pregnant, I was really trying to work. I mean, it was when Ryan like obviously was going through something very public and like basically lost his job. And then I was like, you know, shit, oh my God, I'm pregnant. My husband just basically lost his job and all this stuff is going on. And like, I couldn't book a job to save my life because of I just feel like because of like the negative cloud over over everything, I guess.
Yeah,
in general.
It's just unfortunate.
Yeah. And then when I was pregnant, I couldn't book a job either. And it was just like, I'm somebody that loves to work every single second of my life. Like I like to be busy and I thrive in a busy environment. So having to sit tight and just kind of enjoy a pregnancy was also not ideal for me because I wanted to be like up and going and getting things done and booking jobs and working. But that wasn't what the universe like had in mind for me at the moment. Just trying to like take in the weight gain when you're just like, when I would go to like pregnancy castings or something and I wouldn't fit in the sample size. And towards the now when I've gotten, you know, more into modeling, I've pretty much always fit in a sample size. So not fitting in a sample size, like when you're pregnant is two times as harder or like just so much harder because you're just like, fuck, like I can't even fit in a sample size, the pregnant sample size. Like, what am I doing? Like, am I eating too much? Am I doing this? So that's not a healthy mindset to have while you're also like trying to make sure you're making a happy, healthy baby. And
like that's why I honestly didn't post that many. Like, I'm so glad I talked myself into getting maternity pictures taken because
I
really
think everyone should.
Yeah, and they came out like so amazing. I'm so glad, but I did not feel beautiful during my pregnancy at all, and
neither.
It was like you know, especially because like I was pregnant, like my last 3 months was like the peak of summer, like June, July, August. Like my son was born August 30th. So yeah. June, July, August, I was just this like sweaty, swollen like creature. Yeah. I was like
fucking bikini bods and just like, you know, eating your bonbons. Yeah. Your nipple shields on.
Yeah. And, my husband's like, let's go to this barbecue and I'm like, let's not because I'm just going to be floating in the pool like a whale. Like I'm like,
I'm going to be floating without a float.
That's yeah, exactly. So yeah, no, it's like, it's so hard when you feel like that and you're trying to feel, you know, you have to like remind yourself, okay, I'm growing a life. It's amazing. But it's like, yeah, it psychologically has like an effect on you for sure.
Yeah, like, and it just does. And there's no way around it. I feel like your brain kind of just does things that you can't control sometimes. So I think that's why I love talking to other moms, because it really just makes you feel like that brick has been lifted off your shoulders. Like, oh, you know what? That's awesome. If they feel like this, or if that one person feels like the way that I felt, then you feel just better. And I think that is better than therapy. So.
Yeah. And that's honestly like the main reason why I started this podcast is because mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to not just moms, but dads too. We've had a dad on here and I hope to get more. But yeah, it's like, because especially when they're someone who's, you know, influential and, you know, they have a following and, you know, that you look at them, you know, with such glamour, it's like, you know, it's nice to be able to relate. Like, you know, looking at your Instagram, you wouldn't think, you know, you had those emotions. It would just be like, oh, she's perfect. She's skinny. Like she's having a great pregnancy. She looks amazing. But then you're like, No, I feel miserable. And here's this. And here's how I felt at this time. And, you know, it's like, it's good to be able to relate to somebody like that. So that's like the main reason for this is it's really just for the people who follow me, the people who follow you and any guest I have on. So they, you know, they can kind of get that inside look. That's kind of why I did this whole thing.
I love that. Like I love the whole podcast feel because it's more, you know, genuine and organic. And I understand the whole thing of social media. Like if I was a mom every day bitching about my little things that were going on in my life, or today, you know, when you're pregnant, the very beginning of your pregnancy, you feel like shit and you feel like you look like shit during the whole beginning for the most part. So if I was there online every day talking about how shitty I felt and how gross I felt and this and that, I mean, you probably would be like, God, this is depressing. So I understand why we want to post that highlight reel and the happiness, because I feel like the human in us really wants to see the good in people and wants to see people happy and succeed and enjoying their life and healthy. And I think it's good to share the bad sometimes, but it doesn't need to be shared all the time, because I feel like sharing the good keeps more good, you know?
I agree. I definitely agree.
So it's fun to talk and get it out and then be like, okay, now let's reel it back in and find the good in this, you know?
Yeah. It has been amazing talking to you.
Thank you.
I would definitely love to have you on again, maybe after you have your little girl, if you want to come back on and we can...
Yeah.
Talk about all that, because I'm like, we're running out of time and I still have so much I want to talk to you about.
Yes. Of course. I would love to come back. Thank you for having me. It was so nice meeting you.
It was so nice meeting you. Take care. And again, thank you for coming on. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
If you want to stay up to date with Kayla and her beautiful family, be sure to follow her on Instagram at Kayla Ray Reed. For more information, just check out the episode description. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to Parenthood Etc. on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a hopefully positive review. You can also follow us on Instagram at Parenthood Etc. Tune in next week. Bye.